Hello and welcome to Mobygasmic Show number 2. Happy post-pre-day and happy new year. I'm calling it post-pre-day because, as you probably know, the new Palm Pre was announced yesterday, and I have a lot of thoughts to share on that. But first of all, I'd like to thank Mobility Today for the HTC Touch Diamond that I won from them. It's been great. It's not going to be my primary device. I've got the Fuse, and as much as I love the Diamond, I just am not one for the on-screen typing. So I have passed that on to hopefully lure a BlackBerry member onto Windows Mobile, and that should be one more convert under my belt. I aim to make the entire world Windows Mobile. I don't know what will happen then, but at least I'll have done something, right? They've also updated their forums, so you can head over to the Mobility Today forums if you'd like to win a prize of your own. And David Ciccone has a lot of really great prizes that he's giving away, including a Lenovo netbook or notebook, I'm not sure which one it is, and a whole bunch of other things. So they've got good content, you know, it's good karma. You'll get good stuff, and it's worth checking out. On to the Palm Pre. So the Palm Pre was announced, and obviously you must have seen the specs a million and one times. And if you haven't, go on to the palm.com website, which has been updated and has a really nice demo of the Pre. A couple of my thoughts on the hardware. I love the idea of a vertical slider with a full QWERTY keypad. One of the things that I have mixed feelings about with the Fuse is the fact that it opens horizontally to expose the keyboard, which means that the screen has to change orientation. In general, it's not a problem, but in certain applications, I'll give you an example, Pocket Twit, which is my Twitter client of choice, actually needs time to reorient the screen to the new layout, which takes a couple of moments, and if you're going back and forth, it can get really annoying. So how brilliant it is to have the screen simply slide up to reveal the keyboard underneath. That is just, it's good. I think it might make the keyboard tighter, but I think if you've been used to using a QWERTY bar phone already, it shouldn't be too much of a leap. The screen resolution is exactly what I thought a QWERTY bar with a high resolution should be. However, the fact that it slides up, I really am surprised they didn't go with a full VGA. I think they could have done that, unless it has something to do with the applications that are going to be developed for it. The keyboard I have mixed feelings about. It could look better than it feels. It looked a bit like the Palm Centro. And I could be wrong, it could be the greatest keyboard ever, but just from looking at it, it had that look to it. It could be sticky, and it could be sticky and small to press. The body, a fingerprint magnet, you know, all these phones, I don't know who thinks that making them glossy black is a good idea. It is horrible. They really look terrible. And as much as it's becoming almost a ritual for me to wipe down my phone, I'd really like to not have to do that before showing someone my phone. It's almost embarrassing to hand someone your phone and either get it back or hand it to them with all that grease. It just looks really, unpleasant. I also thought it looked really good in the hand. When it's closed, it almost looks like a pebble. I thought that was it was a neat idea. It almost looks like the Slacker. If you've ever seen the Slacker portable player, it looks similar to that to me. If I remember the Slacker player correctly, the latest one, it just has that kind of look. It looks almost like a music player, and then it slides up to reveal the keyboard. When the keyboard is open, it has a curve to it, which I think is really nice and not annoying the way that the T-Mobile G1 is, so kudos to them on that. I was excited to see the wireless charging. I'm so glad that technology is finally here, but I'm disappointed that it's going to be a separate purchase, and you're going to need to buy a separate back for your phone to be able to use it. Come on, Palm. That should be standard, and it should be given away. From the software standpoint, I thought that the UI was an interesting design. It looked like a cross between the iPhone and the G1 with the best parts of both. I think it could be made in a very simple way, but I think it's going to be hard to master for somebody who is new to smartphones. And the reason I say simple is imagine a corporate environment where they lay it out with just, you know, 4 or 5 of the top applications, a camera, probably not a camera, but a notepad, calendar, contact, just on the today screen, on that today's, that home screen that we saw, and hand it out to the clients. And that's it. I think that would be really interesting to just have that as what they use, and they wouldn't have to go and fiddle with anything else, or they wouldn't have to access any other site. So you could make it as simple as an iPhone, but as complex as a Windows Mobile. I think that could be really a great idea. I love the idea of the synergy amongst the contacts. I think it's just a brilliant idea to have, you know, we all know that you have contacts in Outlook, you have their professional information, but then you befriend them, you have their Facebook information, and then their IM client. It's good that they've come up with this idea to get everything all in one. Imagine once applications start being developed that you could see under one client their latest Facebook photos, their latest Facebook status, their last tweet, the option to click and see their full timeline, their latest YouTube videos. I mean, it would be the ideal way to look at this content, really. And then when you add the fact that you can do a search just by beginning to type, you could conceivably just type in XP and see all of the Xperia videos from your contacts, that, you know, or all of the pictures of the Sony Xperia from your contact list. That would be really a phenomenal idea. The other thing I thought was the cards, the idea of having running applications showing on the screen as cards. I think that is a brilliant idea, and I'm sure that someone at Sony Xperia is kicking themselves now, because that is actually the most useful manifestation of those tiles that Xperia uses, which I haven't really heard anything that fantastic about them. If you want the functionality of the tiles from Xperia, but in the way that the Palm Pre has them, and you're using Windows Mobile, you should download Task Facade. It's a great program, and it shows you all of your running applications, but with a snapshot of each of the screens. It's brilliant, it's great, and it just makes it so much easier to get an idea, and also to be able to click it very quickly. If you want to know a little bit about my setup with my Touch Pro, I have G-Scroll, which allows you to double-click on any of the 4 keys on the front to launch a program, and I have mapped the home button with a double click to launch Task Facade, which, you know, so basically I'm doing all of this by touch. It's very easy, and I don't have to navigate through the menus to see my different programs running. So that's a great idea. I'm sorry about the Xperia, but I just think that the idea of having different tiles that are different home screens, just it makes no sense on something of such a small screen. I'm afraid for me that's a fail. So it's good that they've done this on the Palm Pre. Good idea. One thing I am wondering is about the web apps and how they will run in no coverage areas. I'm not too familiar with the iPhone and how that all works, but if you're running a phone that relies heavily on the web connectivity, how much can you do with it if you're on a plane or in a low coverage area or no coverage area? I'd be interested to hear how that goes. And finally, as excited as I am about the Palm Pre, I'm also disappointed because it means that there's going to probably be even less development happening for Windows Mobile, because this is another operating system that's going to draw the developers away. We already have such slim pickings between the iPhone and the G1 that I'm afraid it's going to be the beginning of the end of Windows Mobile if developing for the Palm Pre is so easy and just has an app store, which again is something that developers like because it makes it easier for them to distribute their offerings. So those are my thoughts on the new Palm Pre. Last year in May, I had a post on May 4th, and it was basically a wish list of applications I'd like to see for Windows Mobile. And I was looking over that list today, and I realized that I could pretty much just change the date, and it is still my wish list for Windows Mobile. And I'll just kind of go through a couple of the things I had hoped to see. One was a Facebook client, possibly with a nice interface, possibly with a Today plugin to show the number of pokes, messages, and online friends. I'm going to update that now to say including chat and newsfeed. There are Facebook clients out there, but the most important part of Facebook to me is the newsfeed, and none of these are able to show that. The Palringo application, if you look, I have an older post that shows you the registry edit you need to make to be able to use Facebook on your Windows Facebook chat through Palringo. It works great. It does have some connection problems. It is a beta, but at least it's there. But again, I'd like to see this more integrated. The second item was an eBay program similar to the Abandonware called Abidia. I recently tried Abidia again to see if, I don't know, magic had happened and someone perhaps had picked it up. And sadly, it's still, it will load. You get to see the interface. You see, you know, it was a really nice program when it was there. It's not around anymore. It would be nice if there was something similar to allow for, even if it's just watching what, you know, being able to see the apps that you're watching, being able to look up apps and look up, items in eBay and be able to save them, even if you can't bid directly from the program. I mean, ideally, if you look at Abidia and the way that it was set up, someone really just needs to take that program and, you know, give it a bit of a revamp and get it going again. It was a really excellent program, and you could charge easily $20 to $25 for that program, and especially people who do a lot of selling on eBay would definitely appreciate having that. The third item on my list was a friend feed client, and I had talked about possibly having it incorporate Delicious and Dig. Still, nothing like that to date. It would be great to see. I should say that Yahoo Go does have a Facebook widget, a friend feed widget on it, but Yahoo Go unfortunately does not seem to work currently on VGA. I'll give that another try over this weekend and see if anything has changed, but the interface was all garbled, so it was essentially useless on my phone. The fourth item was a photo bucket program, one that would allow me to browse my pictures but also click on blog this to post. And I said for number five, the same thing applies to Flickr. Now, if you have seen Kinoma Play, that is an excellent program that lets you see your photos in sets or albums. It only works for Flickr and Picasa right now. You can't use it for Photobucket at the moment. And unfortunately, you can make comments now in Flickr, but you cannot use the post to blog option, which would be really useful if you could do that. So it would be nice to have that functionality. A workaround for Flickr that I found is to use Resco Photo Viewer to upload bulk photos using the phone onto Flickr, and that works very well. And then you can go into Kinoma Play and see the photos. As far as blogging them, again, it goes, unfortunately, one has to do it by email for now. The reason why I say the blog this option is important is because it allows you to use the photo without using your Picasa web album, going into your web album's quota if you're using Blogger. You have these photos. For me, I have a Flickr Pro account. It seems really silly that I would pay for a Flickr Pro account, but then the photos that I want to blog about on the go, I would have to email them and use up space on my Picasa web album. So that's kind of where my head is at with those. The sixth item was an updatable database of the data in PDADB.net. If you're not familiar with PDADB.net, it's a database of pretty much any PDA phone that you can think of right now. And it started out small with a few Windows Mobile phones, and right now it has just about all the BlackBerry phones, the iPhones, the G1. I'm sure it's going to have the Palm Pre, Symbian phones. It's a really great resource, and especially one of the things I like about it is you can select different phones and have a comparison chart in there, and from that chart you can look up one line and see, for example, the processor speeds of a whole bunch of different phones or the screen sizes. It's excellent. I wish two things for PDADB. One is I wish they would incorporate with Size Easy, so that once you have those comparisons, you could click a button and that data would automatically convert into Size Easy, and you could see the 3D size comparisons of the items that you are comparing, because right now you have to copy and paste to this other application. And the other thing is a mobile version. I mean, seriously, it is a website about mobile phones. It would be nice if there was a mobile version so that if you were out on the go, looking at different phones, you could say, oh, well, this phone is, you know, whatever, 15 millimeters thick. I wonder how it compares to the Nokia E71, which is one of the thinnest phones. That's it would really be useful. And so that is one thing I'd like to see. Number seven on my list was a meetup.com client. Actually, again, even a mobile version of the website would be totally fine. Number eight, I said banking programs. I'm not really sure what I suppose I meant something online based. Right now I'm using SPB Finance and it seems to be working fine for me. One of the things I like is being able to incorporate with SPB Diary so that if I have bills that are due, it shows them on that day on the today screen. Incorporated, so it will show my calendar entry for that day, any tasks I have due, and also, you know, pay cable bill, you know, with the amount, and it reminds me, it has a little reminder that pops up if you choose to do that. So all right, I'm going to concede and say that number eight is solved. Number nine was a GReader program that syncs with the desktop version to show only unread stories. I know that there is a GReader mobile website. This is a Google News Reader. My main issue is the text size on the website. If you have a Windows Mobile phone and you have tried this, I've tried it with several different phones. For some reason, the text is so tiny that it just, even at the largest setting, it's really not that comfortable to read, and I'm not sure why it's been set up in that way. So, and also, again, it's web-based. So, what I'd like for them to make something so that when you read an article on your phone, it doesn't show up on the desktop, and when you read an article on the desktop, it doesn't show up on the phone. And you can have, you know, it can do a continuous thing. I think the technology, the app that probably comes closest to this is Newsread. Gosh, it's Newsreader, or I forget what the name is, but it's an online solution. It's constantly online, so when you select a story to read, it does a refresh from the website. BeyondPod also does something similar to this. It would just even if any of those applications that already exist could have the functionality to sync with the desktop version of Google Reader, it would be fantastic. My final request was a Second Life program. That already came true via Voli. I really enjoyed using that when I had when I was using my Abiclio and the HP 910. However, with the Touch Pro, it doesn't work. I'm not really sure if it's a connection issue or the screen resolution or what the problem is, but I have not been able to get that to load. And frankly, with the D-pad on the Fuse, it's probably not something I would use anyway. So I'm really not missing much. I added to the list a VGA Pandora client, an Evernote update that stores notes locally, and an all-in-one IM client like PalRingo, but more stable, that supports avatars and file transfer. And the closest thing I could think of would be if Digsby made a mobile version. That would be absolutely perfect. Two pieces of software that exist, but not for Windows Mobile, that I'm really looking forward to seeing. One is TuneWiki, and I found that because apparently it was the winner of the Android developer contest, and it's basically a karaoke type of application. It shows the lyrics of particular songs, and now I have to look a little bit closer to see where it's getting those songs from, but it looks like it's searching from a database of wireless songs and then attaching the lyrics that it finds or has stored or something. It just seems like it's a really cool idea. It's similar to, in my mind, it seems like it would be similar to the Shazam Music ID service. Again, it's not something that is groundbreaking, but it is something that would be fun to have. I could see it being a really cool thing to have at a party or something, or, you know, depending on how big the database was, if you were at some kind of a rally, or I don't know if you would use it at church, but wherever you would happen to be able to look up a song and find the lyrics, I think that would be a cool idea. Yahoo One Connect, we are still waiting. You have put out the iPhone app and, you know, couldn't be more pleased for the iPhone users. However, Windows Mobile, we've had that coming soon page forever, and you know, it would really be nice to see if it's even worth the hype. To me, that looks like the closest we're going to get to the synergy that's shown on the Palm Pre. So, Yahoo, anytime you want to put that out would be absolutely fantastic. And that's going to wrap it up for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Today, it did go a little bit long, but there was a lot to cover. I'm going to try to continue to do show notes as I did today so that I have a little bit more focus and structure to the show. If you have any comments, please leave them in the comment section underneath this post. And thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.